STVT McAllen launches automotive service technician program. Texas Border Business. Texas Border Business. McAllen, Texas. South Texas Vocational Technical Institute launched its new automotive service technician program at its McAllen campus, bringing together education, government and industry leaders for a ribbon-cutting ceremony focused on workforce development in the Rio Grande Valley. Vanessa Pardo, STVT McAllen campus president, said the program responds to a growing need for technicians trained to work on increasingly advanced vehicles. This program represents another step forward in our commitment to preparing students for meaningful careers while helping meet the workforce needs of our growing region, not just in McAllen, but throughout the entire Rio Grande Valley, Pardo said. She said STVT develops programs around the needs of students, employers, and the communities it serves. As today's vehicles become increasingly advanced, employers need skilled technicians who understand both traditional automotive systems and emerging technologies, Pardo said. Raymond Gutierrez, STVT Director of Education, said the program combines classroom instruction with extensive laboratory training using modern automotive equipment. Today's technicians aren't simply replacing parts, Gutierrez said. They're diagnosing sophisticated electrical systems, working on onboard computers, digital technology, and advanced vehicle diagnostics. Students will train in engine repair, diagnostics, preventive maintenance, brakes, and electrical systems. Gutierrez said the program also emphasizes problem-solving and diagnostic skills and prepares students for entry-level positions including automotive service, brake, tire, and lube technicians. McAllen Mayor Javier Villalobos said technical education provides students with skills that can lead directly to employment. It's not just about getting a bachelor's degree or a master's degree anymore, Villalobos said. We want jobs and positions, and to get those, you need the skills. McAllen City Commissioner Tony Aguirre encouraged students interested in automotive careers to pursue education, credentials, and hands-on training. He also presented a city proclamation recognizing STVT's contribution to workforce development and the program's launch. The city takes pride in recognizing institutions of higher learning that have made significant contributions to the community, local industry, and the region, Aguirre read from the proclamation. Edinburgh Mayor Omar Ochoa said technical education provides another pathway to economic opportunity. You do not need a four-year degree to be a successful, contributing, thriving member of your community, Ochoa said. Hidalgo County Commissioner Eli Torres, a former educator, said career and technical education connect classroom learning directly with employment. Students aren't simply preparing for the workforce, they are developing skills they can put into practice and build upon throughout their careers, Torres said. Torres said modern technicians must understand computers, electronics, sensors, diagnostic systems, and emerging hybrid and electric technologies. She also encouraged students to develop dependability, attention to detail, and pride in their work. Julian Alvarez, Executive Vice President and Director of Community Relations at Lone Star National Bank and a former Texas Workforce Commissioner, said STVT has a record of responding to workforce needs. He recalled the institution training commercial driver's license operators during the COVID-19 pandemic. What you all have done here is you've laid out a foundation that many institutions would love to replicate, Alvarez said. Alvarez said technical education gives students alternatives to a traditional four-year degree and can also provide a foundation for continued education. What you have placed here in South Texas is options, Alvarez said. You have given students options. Adrian Gonzalez, general manager at Payne Edinburgh Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, said the region needs more qualified automotive technicians. We need more technicians in the RGV. We need quality technicians, Gonzalez said. He said modern vehicles require specialized tools and training and pledged industry support for the program through equipment, mentorship, and apprenticeship opportunities. These vehicles can no longer be fixed with an impact and a hammer, Gonzalez said. They need specialty tools that cost a lot of money and can be extremely hard to get. The ceremony also recognized Estella Flores for 40 years of service in vocational education. I'm incredibly proud of these 40 years with STVT, grateful for the journey and excited to see what comes next, Flores said. The event concluded with the ribbon cutting and tours of the McAllen campus, laboratories, and training programs.